Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Debs Garms. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting 5th. The first baseman, L.B. Fletcher. Batting 6th. The center fielder, Vince DiMaggio. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting 8th. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Danny McFadden. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Clay Bryant. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Clay Bryant. And now, play ball. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Gallen. Garms reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vince DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio strikes out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hermann catches it and throws to first to double up Fletcher. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a pop-up towards third. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Garms hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Rees now playing center field. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a pop-up towards short. Warsler catches it and throws to second to double up Cavaretta. The throw to first to get Gerges, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Mayo moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Mayo moves to third. Moore moves to second. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayo scores. Moore moves to third. Fletcher moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsler hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Braves. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden juggles the ball. That's an error on McFadden. Gallen moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive towards second. Cuccinello catches it and steps on second to double up Gallen. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garms. Demery reaches second base with a double. Herman goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1 Braves. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden strikes out. 1 out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Garms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Gallen, who is chasing the ball. Moore reaches third base with a triple. Garms goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Braves. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore scores. It's 4-1, Braves. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garms. Hack reaches second base with a double. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to third. 1 out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler misplays the ball. That's an error on Warsler. Hack scores. It's 4-2, Braves. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bobby Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Warsler is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 2 in the game. McFadden strikes out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moore is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fletcher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins pinch hits for Clay Bryant. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Charlie Root now pitching. Bobby Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Reese reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Wasserler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wasserler is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wasserler bunts towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 3 in the game. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 3 in the game. McFadden bunts towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Root covering, for the out. Reese moves to third. Lopez moves to second. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Herman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wasserler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.